Hello, everyone, and welcome to Carnival Cruising Podcast Waves, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything carnival cruising related. Today, the Golden Boys are talking about people getting left behind. We're also talking about John Hill stuff, and we're recapping the Gary Manning Fantastic Fun Cruise, along with Beers with Gerber. Now, let me introduce you, the Golden Boys, Thomas Kennedy, Trevor Shelby, and Gary.
Hey, hello, hey there.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, that's where
did
I stopped.
You really have to spill that, speed it up? Did you really speed that up?
That's not me speeding it up. I have no controls over that. I have a volume knob. That's about it.
It sounded like you sped the end up.
No, I can't.
I can't mess with audio. That's not my thing, okay?
There's nothing I can do there.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie. I was slightly sad that we couldn't afford Will Wheaton this week to.
I know. I was gonna. I sent him a message. And I was like, "Look, our budget's about 35 cents. Can you work with us?" And he left
he's
me.
He's not doing any voiceover work, and he's not, on any TV shows. So he kind of needs that 35 cents.
I know. I figured, a starving actor.
He's done like the last 15 episodes or whatever we've had. So
I know, at least the last 35 episodes. So, man. Oh man, it's been a crazy week for us, hasn't it? Podcast wise.
Yeah, I mean, audio issues from the last episode. Mm-hmm. So,
hopefully we cut Madison. We cut the cord on Madison, so hopefully that's been resolved. We don't have any.
Yeah, I mean, you never know where Madison might creep back up. But yeah,
can't believe fired finally.
Funny enough, though, we didn't have a Madison episode this week, so I'm not sure what happened. We'll let the folks at home discuss that.
I told you, we cut the cord.
We're cord cutters.
You said you fired her.
Well, fired, threw the computer in a fire. I'm not sure. One of those things happened. So, last week was crazy. I went to edit the episode and put my headphones on, started it up. And it was like, nope. So I put it through about every trick in the book that I could figure on how to fix it. And we didn't. So Madison and I went on and just kind of talked about we put it on our Facebook page. So if you want to listen to that, you can go over there. But it's not on the regular podcast. It's just audio is just kind of bricked, so it's an issue.
Yeah, Eddie from Huddle's Adventure commented on the post for that today, and he was like, "It was too hot for Spotify."
Yeah, it was.
There was something that was too hot. That's for sure. Yeah, it was called Tom's mic.
I didn't touch anything on my settings, so
yeah,
I don't know what happened.
That's what's wild, though, is you haven't touched anything, and now your mic is fine. But
seven letters.
Yeah. I'm just saying it.
I've been warning you all about using AI since day one.
Well, besides the audio issues, we've had, a pretty good week. And it got me thinking a little bit about one thing that I was going to run by you guys. Maybe, behind the scenes, but I was thinking of doing it kind of in front of everybody. So not so behind the scenes.
I was going to say,
be naked.
wait a minute. No, it's not that.
Behind the scenes means like that could have been done in pre-production.
Yeah, yeah, it could be pre because that is really our behind the scenes. But yeah, no, we'll, I was we'll thinking
put it off
of having
next week then.
Yeah. You guys are derailing me.
I mean, you're throwing something on us. You know, you said,
well, yeah, it's gonna be you behind the scene.
And you're putting it in the scene. So yeah. I mean,
well,
what
it
you
was
said makes no
be behind
sense.
The scenes, but now this is a segue into some idea that I had that I was going to pitch to you guys behind the scenes, but now we're no longer behind the scenes. So my idea is maybe we have one episode of where we kind of talk shop, maybe not just kind of like the state of Carnival Cruising Podcastaways, the things that we've been doing, what our lives have been like. And, you know, maybe cruises we're looking at, but what we're booking, right. Maybe some.
And maybe trips. Two people can tell the truth about it and one person could lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
For the entire episode?
For the entire episode, no. But I don't know. It was a thought. Something that maybe we have like a yearly episode where we talk about. Because we get people that are interested in how things work here. So thought it would be an interesting look into Carnival Cruising Podcastaways and the history of and where we're at now and, you know, what our plans are for the future. So
yeah, I have no past experience, but I did think of that.
But you have
present. You know. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I did think about that prior to, you know. So, yeah, I can agree with that. I'm not sure how much I can contribute, but I can try. Yeah.
Figure a nice bonus episode. That's, you know, little.
Oh, I love bonuses.
Bit. Yeah, you're there
gonna,
you go.
You get some bonus pay?
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes out of that 35 cents that you get, we have for that budget. Nothing, so.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways. I don't know. Yeah. Just a thought. We'll workshop it a little bit. If you're interested in maybe hearing a bonus episode that's like that, maybe shoot us up and over there on the old don't shoot us up. We're on Facebook.com and look up our page. Don't shoot up. Don't do drugs. So the search for Carnival Cruising Podcastaways and you could give your input. We'll maybe post up a question on there. So, and thank you know we've had a lot of people join lately. So thank that's you everybody, right. All of our new folks over there. So
that's right. All the new guys and ladies, thank you so very much. But speaking of our Facebook, I did not post the Two Truths and a Lie from last week.
Oh my goodness!
So you know,
not a lot of people listened to the episode probably.
Yeah, I was weighing that back and forth, and then I finally remembered to do it on Monday, and then I was like, well, it's yeah, anyway. But
yeah, it's all good. We all know.
We all know that. Really yeah, we lied. All know. Yeah, we all know who lied. So it was all top. But
really, okay. I mean, you don't believe someone would get married with the officiant in a gorilla suit, no. Really? I mean, come on. What's so unbelievable about that?
Oh, I do 100% believe that. I was just throwing you know, I didn't want people to think it was me lying, and well, Trevor's yeah. lying like the past 1600 episodes now. So I just had to throw 100 in there. But anyways, so yeah.
Well,
moving along.
Absolutely. So where are we going next?
I was gonna say, are we gonna plan on doing Two Truths and a Lie this week?
Oh, we could.
I've got a really good one.
Okay. A really good what? Truth or a lie? I need
that. Because I think the 5 weeks is up already.
It might be.
So I will tell you, my week last week, I'll start off. I will mm-hmm. switch it up because okay. I am so excited about my week last week. You know, we got off the cruise and while we were in Kentucky, I was able to go to Buffalo Trace 4 days in a row. And for those 4 days, I was able to obtain two bottles of Buffalo Trace or I'm sorry, a bottle of Buffalo Trace, which is just everyday thing, but two bottles of Blanton's, two bottles of Eagle Rare, two bottles of Colonel E.H. Taylor, and two bottles of Weller Green Label. So very, very, very awesome score on my allocated bourbon side. Also went to Wild Turkey, had me a drink poured by Bo Garrett. If those of you who aren't familiar with him, he was the lead guitar player for Montgomery Gentry. He made my drink. He made me an old fashioned. He poured me a neat old, Russell's 10-year. I almost said Old Forester, but he poured me a Russell 10-year. So, and had me taste it. So it was really neat. Then we went over to Maker's Mark on Saturday. Yeah. And I was able to dip my own bottles of Maker's Mark.
Nice.
So just a fantastic, exciting week for me on the bourbon side. Nothing really cruise related. However, pretty fun.
Very cool.
What did you guys do?
Well, as you guys know, I've been talking about it for weeks. During my trip to Las Vegas, I spontaneously decided to join a secret overnight treasure hunt organized by a mysterious billionaire known as Mr. X. Okay. The adventure started when they gave me this cryptic map. It was handed to me by a cloaked figure outside the Bellagio. Guided by the map, my group and I traversed the neon-lit strip and decoded clues that just led us through this hidden tunnel beneath the casinos, each filled with different challenges. These were very, very hard challenges. But as we reached through to the ending, we claimed our prize, the chest. It was a chest of gold in it. But when we grabbed it, it vanished in a puff of smoke, and Mr. X revealed himself as a magician. And then he congratulated us and then handed us two tickets for one serving at the buffet.
Right.
So, wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Man, so you got to meet David Blaine?
Nah, it was Mr. X. We didn't really know his name. He was just a magician. So, yeah.
I thought Mr. X was that guy who has all that money that bought Twitter.
No, that's Professor X.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Professor X. Okay.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Oh, man.
Oh, I mean, man. He changed it to X. So
yeah, that's true. I'm sure he's taught a class, so he might be Professor X. I don't know. Anyway.
Tom, how was your week?
What's your lie?
Wow.
I mean, because I told the truth. Trevor told the truth. So now what did you do?
Yeah. Trevor sounded really, really truthful. I mean, especially the way it sounded scripted. It didn't, you know? Yeah. Huh? So, but no, I didn't. I went to Dallas this weekend and did nothing except for take care of my mother who'd had oral surgery.
Oh.
So
yes, wish Mama Kennedy the best for me. I saw your post on John's page, so
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wish her the best.
I will. But yeah, she's kind of upset about that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I guess everybody needs to go on over to the Facebook page, and there you'll see a poll, and you can see who lied,
Thomas,
and there you can vote, and we will read off the results for last week, or for the week, this week, next week, but it'll be last week, that week, so...
You know. In front of the scenes, not behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. there's scenes involved.
I think you just messed everyone up. You confused everyone.
How?
The way you said that.
It was very, very plainly said. Okay.
No, it wasn't.
You were voting on the poll that's for this week. But next week, we'll read the results for the polls for this week. Next week, because next week, it'll be last week. So there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But
anyway, I'm excited. I get to get my first platinum check-in tonight.
Oh, yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah, very it's my cool. I get at 11 o'clock at 11 o'clock Central Time. Woohoo!
So it's 4 days. Is it 4 days prior then instead of 2 days? How many days prior is the platinum login?
It's 2 days because the normal people.
Oh, okay. It's 1 day. Normal people.
Okay.
Platinum.
That came out wrong, man. I'm sorry.
Snooty Snoots is, I mean, he hasn't even got his card in his hand yet. And we're just normal people. That's all we are. We're just the scum.
Hey, I didn't say y'all were scum.
Mr. Kennedy, when you walk in, just announce, excuse me, I'm platinum. And this is what you'll hear. Well, there you go. That's when Gary shows up.
Gary, how many days do you guys have so far?
Honestly, we're not that far away.
See?
We aren't too far. I looked it up the other day, and I think we're in the low 20s. We're a lot closer than what I thought. But after this last cruise, so in basic
days left.
Yeah. So in three cruises, so we have this one, this one, December, and Alaska next year, and then after that one, we'll probably be going platinum on that next cruise. So, we're probably taking one for our anniversary. So,
you guys are going.
I don't know that it's going to be Carnival
too, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to and on the Jubilee.
So that sounds like we need a new co-host come next year. Someone we can haze.
I will be. Hey, I told you guys. I will be making a new account and we'll be going back to being.
You are not going back to a blue card.
You're not doing that.
No.
That's a terrible idea.
You want Trevor to go one of us.
I don't know. I guess, like I said, my definition of Snooty Snoot has evolved and has become to that person that does, demand that, that kind
of stuff. Then you're no longer a Snooty Snoot. The diamond people are Snooty Snoots. See?
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, those damn diamonds. So
I mean, they get their own, Booker and stuff, someone who is assigned to them,
Yeah. So. I know a double diamond and she's ridiculous. So
she's intolerable.
Yeah.
And some people say she's insane because she can't count.
Yeah, no. Oh man. So I've looked very little into it. I've seen a lot of Facebook posts. But Mr. Kennedy, let us know what has been going on with this whole thing that has to do with someone being left in like South America or something.
All right. So this is not a Carnival thing. It actually happened on the Norwegian Epic, Norwegian Cruise Line. They're doing a 21-day African cruise, and six of their passengers were on a tour. And something happened, and they were extremely late for the ship. It's a tender port, and they had just seen the last tender actually leave for the ship. And they gave them their, and the crew gave the tender captain their passports and stuff, but not their luggage or any drugs, medications or anything like that. They just gave them the passports. But it's kind of spilled over in the Carnival because people are, one, they're blaming John for this, which I can't figure out why, because he doesn't work for Norwegian. He works for Carnival. But, people are asking why they didn't wait. They can't wait. I mean, of course, one of the people who commented on John's page is like, I have time blindness. If you've got time blindness, you're an idiot, because that's that has you if someone was late coming to visit you, or the ship was late, or your plane was delayed, you'd be up there griping and complaining. You know, time blindness is not a thing. It's something that's made up, for one thing. It's not a disability like people are trying to make it out to be. But time blindness is what people are calling that they can't be on time, but that everyone should run on their schedule.
Yeah.
But you know, ships, you know, the port fees that you pay are for mm-hmm. are for a certain number of hours in port.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you know, if they don't leave on time, then they're going to be charged the cruise company is going to be charged that extra money, and then the people on the next cruise are going to be, you know, are going to be fitting the bill for it, you know.
Yeah.
And also, if they leave late, then they'll be late getting to their next port. So, you know, they've got to think about that. So if you're extremely late, you know, it puts a burden on everyone. And you know, that's one reason why I kind of, if you've never been to a port before, I advocate for, if you're going to take an excursion, take it off the, buy one from the cruise company that you're on, like Carnival or Norwegian, because yeah. at least they guarantee that, you know, they'll wait longer if they have to, if something happens on there, you know,
yeah,
or they won't leave at all until you get there. But you know, because they went on an outside tour vendor and got screwed, you know. So, but
yeah,
I don't. Well, and
yeah, that goes, you know, to top that off, if you're just absolutely against going with the cruise company or don't like what they're offering, make sure the company is going to get you back on time, because this company was not operating on the cruise's schedule. They were operating on their normal tour schedule. And they didn't care if the cruise was going to be there or not. That was not their concern when these people signed up. So,
yeah. So, I mean, so there's six people that are currently trying to find their way to one of the next ports or home.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's rough. I will say that all of my excursions, which I've booked quite a few now, that's coming up on my Alaskan cruise, is all through Carnival. I've never been to these places. Not a whole lot of tours to speak of yet, because, you know, well, at all, because we've, you know, we're very early in the season. And so I didn't want to risk it. And I didn't want to go on something that was so, you know, that may be not very trustworthy. So I don't want to get left in Alaska. So if I get left anywhere, it needs to be, you know, Key West. So
yeah.
I won't find my way home.
that would, I was gonna say, I mean, to me, Alaska wouldn't be bad, but I mean, Key West would also not be a bad place either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just personally, and because while I was on the Spirit last week, or 2 weeks ago rather, I came across an article I think you guys sent me that said about calling the port authority and they could let the ship know if you were going to be late, because sometimes there's that 10 to 15 minute window that they can wait for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
But I guess the case with this was, is it was the tender side.
So, yeah, I believe so. Know, you know, the
those tenders do only run. So, I mean, when that last tender runs, that's, you know, they're not going to run another tender for you. They might have been able to rent a jet ski and like, and then like, you know, jump in.
I mean, you, from the pictures I've seen, I mean, it's kind of like Grand Cayman. It's not like going the Belize tender track, which is like, you know, 30, 40 minutes sometimes.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Grand Cayman is just a hop on, hop off for sure. Yeah.
Awful joke pop in my head.
It's a with Grand Cayman, I think it honestly took us longer to get on and off the tender than it did to get from the ship.
Yeah. Long. Yeah, exactly.
So, but yep. So that was, so I can say I've heard a little bit. I saw the post about where John, you know, where they were raking yeah. John over the coals about, you know, about this. And he was like, look, I don't work for Norwegian, but I've never heard of time blindness. I've looked it up.
A lot of the new generation of kids are claiming it. That's why they can't get jobs, is because no one will accommodate them because of their time blindness, because they can't be on time.
And it's not like we have a watch that's not a watch, that's like a phone.
Yeah,
that alarms on,
that they're always looking at anyway.
I cracked myself up because, like, Megan, my wife, she if anyone has time blindness, it would be her. And what's funny is, you know what's funny? Okay, so before we even started dating, we worked together. And she was on the shift after mine. And we worked at a mental facility. Pretty sure I worked there. So at least that's what they told me.
We've been hiding this from you for years, Trevor. That you were a patient.
Oh no.
And Megan actually moved in to be a part of your in-home care.
Oh.
And then she just kept going, and you know, she decided to go ahead with your marriage.
It was all an act.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she would always be late though. And like, it was one of those jobs, like you couldn't leave until the next shift showed up. So I don't know how many times I cursed her name. That was like, oh, she is not here yet.
Now, were there 12-hour shifts to where, you know, you had to work and then she had to work till you showed up?
It was like there were 3 shifts of 8. And so, yeah. No, I never got to do it back to her.
Well, so I was telling you, as I saw these, like these people on John's page, right, and everything else. And the only thing I could think of was like these kids or these people were on the ship, and they were just in denial because they couldn't believe that the ship was leaving.
Yeah. Well, if they were in denial, that's a river in Egypt, guys. So they were way
off. These guys were in South America. Yeah.
They were way off course. That's like the northern part, and they should have been in the
southern. And the other side of
the whole continent.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I just...
Hey, rip shot. Hey, rip shot. We got to have a rip shot.
Now you used it for the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh my, there you have it.
You know, the last time I was in Africa, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I'll never know. Sorry, I love Groucho Marx.
Second thing we were going to talk about this episode.
Yeah, so... Speaking of Groucho Marx, the John Heald had a pretty interesting. Is that where you were going? Because that's what I had on my list.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Okay. Let me pull that out because I did not have that ready.
No, I definitely don't, because I don't have anything this segment except for just talking about my spirit and my beer wig and my beer.
So,
getting warm.
That's getting warm. Okay, we'll be quick with the other. We got to be quick, guys.
Wait, what did they say to John Heald? Don't maybe come over there and fight you. I'll fight you.
So this person wrote to John Heald and said, "I'm assisting with a meet and mingle on the Pride repositioning selling. Will Carnival provide, hello, my name is name badges. I'll need 250 of them. And I was suggested by one of our charter members that these kind of badges should be available on every cruise for people that want to wear them. It could be a way for people to recognize somebody who wishes to other passengers. I don't know. And I think many people would like to do this, especially if they are shy.
I call BS on this. I read that earlier.
I 100% call BS on that.
Why not just have your sale and sign card around your neck and somebody can just walk up to you and look at your sale and sign card and say, oh, right. Hi, you're so-and-so.
I'm not at a high school reunion. I'm not at a singles group club or whatever. I'm on a cruise.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear a name tag on a cruise. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Do you walk around Disneyland with a patch that says, "Hi, my name is George or John or Ringo," or, you know?
I thought your name was Tom.
Well, it is, but, you know,
I've been calling you something wrong. Ringo, I didn't know, man.
When I was in college, you know, I would hang out in the music building, and the new class would come in. I'd introduce myself as a different Beatle every person I met. Hi, I'm George. I'm Paul. I'm George. I'm John. I'm Ringo. You know. So
there you go.
Well, I mean, you are Ringo.
Yeah, you're Ringo. So, and I get what you're saying. Like, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to wear a name badge just for the sake of wearing one. And I will say, somebody that is shy probably doesn't want a name badge either. They were probably just given one, and then they were too shy to say no. And then you gave them this stupid thing, and now they're going to wear it the whole cruise, because they're shy and awkward. They're going to have it on the whole time. It's going to be peeling by the end of the cruise. It's going to be peeling on one side because it's no longer sticky.
Because you changed it, you put it on every new shirt you've worn.
Yeah, every new shirt. Yeah,
every day. Every
tried
day,
to wear it in the pool once. So, <Yeah. laughs> anyways, no. I don't know. It becomes a floater.
No, that wouldn't work. The name badge thing is probably one of the most ridiculous things that I've heard of. The most ridiculous, obviously, is somebody's number one breakfast choice, but we won't talk about that.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken is just not even breakfast. I don't get it. But so I mean, we've had this conversation last week. I'm not a personal touch guy. I'm not a personal feely guy. I'm not a personal type of guy to strangers. Now, I get to know you a little bit. Yeah, that's fine. But for somebody just to come up, walk up to me and look at my chest and say, "Oh, hi, Gary, where are you from?" No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Tom and I talk a lot, like when we get off work, and we make up ridiculous names sometimes. I think we would have a horrible name written on our badge.
I'll be Garrity. I could be Garrity.
Garrity, yeah. Most of ours are vulgar.
Very, very, very vulgar. Very.
So, like those, like whenever you would call the store and ask for Mike Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, only worse sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes way, way worse. Yeah. So, I just couldn't do it. There's no way I would do it. And
I mean, I wear a name tag every day at work. Why would I want to wear a name tag on vacation?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't ever wear one. I get it. I wouldn't want
to
wear one.
Well, I have to get into the office. So.
Yeah. No, I have a badge, but yeah, but that's not, yeah, but I don't even still wear it. But yeah. Anyways, man, that's, oof. Here's the thing, and I think I've made this point before, and I want to make it official here on the show. Something that's wrong or getting, that I don't know when it started happening, but lately, everybody has a sense of entitlement, and they think whatever they want is what everybody else wants. And so it's I don't know how or when this kind of, it may be something that's been going on forever. I don't know, but it is, it makes me, and you can really see that when you go onto John's page and you go through his questions or comments, and people are like, "Well, I talked to this many people and they all said, you know," and it's like, okay. And then he puts it on there and like, you know, nobody. Yeah.
Or I'm in this such and such group and every one of them agreed with me. And, you know, I'll be like, I guarantee you, I remember that poll, and not one person agreed with you, because I was probably in that group.
The best Facebook group that's only second best, it's second best to ours, the Carnival Cruising Podcast Ways group, is the Entitlement of the Seas group on Facebook. And the best thing that represents what you're saying is we're in an entitlement group, and one of the posts, because they take posts from other groups and they post it in there to make fun of them. We had a post the other day that was within the group. So in the entitlement of the C's group. And then they got their own post, and it was fantastic. And so,
wow,
it is the gift that keeps
going. Oh, that is yes, that's a great, that's awesome. I'm gonna have to end up joining that group. I don't do groups, but like I'm literally the only groups that I'm a member of are Huddles Adventures, Podcastaways, and Have Luggage Will Travel.
Very cool.
Cool.
I mean,
we feel honored that you joined the group.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's because I have personal relationship with all of those people.
Yeah.
Oh, and Howie Cruz as well. Yes.
Oh, there Teresa, you go.
Just shouted out.
Yeah, they're good. They're good people. Yeah.
Well, and
so
I'm in a ton of groups, but a lot of the stuff I join, like these podcast groups and editing groups and this and that, but you're just inviting like all kinds of craziness. And so, for example, recently for my other thing that I do, I was trying to figure out ways to promote it. And there's some like audio drama promotion stuff. And I joined it and just got spammed. Like I deleted the page. I have it's the title of the podcast. I deleted it because every hour I would get a message from somebody in India that wants me to purchase downloads. And I was like, look, dude, I got 6 downloads on this thing. 3 of them are from my buddy Gary. I need you to not. Like, I'm okay where I'm at.
I mean, you know, so I remember when, you know, one of our other podcasts, the wrestling podcast, where, you know, that you joined all these groups, and I would get like 150 messages in an hour.
It's like bing, 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 bing.
See, that and is I, why I know I know.
And then, you know, of course, then you get these groups that are so anal retentive that if someone will request, you know, does anyone have any pictures or a video of such and such room? I'll be like, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty decent request. One lady wanted to see the outside door handle, see if she could, you know, if they could bring their childproof thing so their kids can't get out. You know, if the kids are inside the room or something. And I posted a walkthrough because it was for the celebration. I posted my walkthrough. I was like, you can't see the outside, but it matches the bathroom door handle, you know, so, you know, if you pause it, you can see it. And they removed it because it was from my YouTube page.
Yeah, I'm like, they probably really? Call it self-promotion. Yeah. And you were just trying to help somebody out.
Yeah. I was like, that is that is way too anal retentive right there.
Speaking of helping somebody out, let me tell you what I can do. I could tell you about the carnival spirit.
Oh,
sweet. You want to do spirit or beer?
Well,
I mean, it's getting warm. That's what I want to
ask. It is warm. It is warm. All right. Okay. So let me tell you what I can do. I can help you out. Let me share my screen real quick and show you what time it is. This is a new segment that we came up with 10 minutes before we started recording. And it is called Beer with Gare Bear. Oh, yes. Listen to this. Here we go. Oh, goodness. All right. So today's beer is going to be one that I've had in my refrigerator for a little while, but it's going to be something good. Carnival Birthday Beer Golden Ale. This was set to celebrate Carnival's 50th anniversary.
So that's a 2-year-old beer. Holy crap.
It's been, I grabbed it while we were on some cruise. and I was able to take it off of the ship. You just heard me opened it. It was legit opening it. And so this is it. So I'm going to taste it. I have not had one before. My son has had it, but this is my review of the Carnival birthday beer. Probably shouldn't have opened it because it was probably some kind of collector's edition by this time. This is 2 years old, but
hang on, hang on. That's the German. Delicious. Okay. Though.
We're going to say it's a 2 year old beer and you should not drink 2 year old beer. It should have stayed sealed.
It should have stayed sealed.
Oh. Born on the Carnival Cruise Line, bursting with flavor, all about that relaxed vacation feeling anytime. It's a bright, vibrant, and mildly hoppy golden ale with hints of tropical fruits and a crisp finish.
Okay, hoppy. That sounds like an IPA.
Exactly. That's what. Yeah, but the tropical fruits have. What's it called when they go bad? Fermented. So the tropical fruits have fermented. So this probably episode, this edition of Beer with Gare Bear probably will not make it on Carnival Cruising Podcast Aways.
Hey, did you know that in less than like 3 weeks, I am going to be on the Carnival Spirit. I really wish somebody could tell me more about the
Tell me more. I don't remember. That's all I know. Spirit? I don't know. Well, Trevor, you are just happened to be very lucky because I just got off the Spirit last Sunday. Yes. Oh, I did. I got off the Spirit after a nice 8-day cruise. Mm-hmm. And we went to, Bimini, Princess Cay, Freeport, and Nassau. But the ship itself is very, very, very nice. I'm telling you, it is now in my top two favorite ships.
Okay.
The only thing that did not make it to where it's going to go to number one is in your stateroom. You have one plug that is a 110/120, whichever way you want to call it, US plug.
Oh my goodness.
Other than that, the ship is just absolutely incredible. It's showing its age in a few places. However, it still is fantastic. It didn't take any time to get from the aft to the bow or the bow to the aft, from deck 9 or 10 down to deck 4 or 5. I mean, super easy to navigate. You couldn't get lost because if you went one way, the next thing you know, you've realized that you're at the back and then you got to turn around and walk the other 80 steps and get back to the front. So, I mean, it was real, but the Spirit, I mean, I'm telling you, it's not that small, obviously, but it is so really awesome. I'm down on deck 3. There's a really cool place they call the Jungle. I would suggest that you would check that out. That's a really cool little wraparound that goes around the theater in the bay. It's a little hallway.
I'll do then that, especially if I get jungle fever.
Oh, yeah. He got jungle fever. She got jungle fever. And so, sorry, man. I'm just like this plethora of songs. But, yeah, the dining room. I'm telling you now, we told you before we got off the ship, the My Time Dining staff of Francisco, Gede, and John was just absolutely incredible. They were amazing. They would see us in the Lido, La Playa, I think is what it's called, the Lido buffet area.
Yeah.
And they would come over and say hi to us, whether it was in the morning or in the afternoon or whatever, or even in the evening. Sometimes they would have to work after they got out of the dining room and go work up there. And one night Francisco came over and he says, "Hey guys, how are y'all?" And Josh with Half Luggage with Travel says, "Francisco, we're doing great." He says, "But I got a question for you." how come Carnival doesn't offer like late night cereal? And he was like, I don't know. That's a good question. He says, can you, you know, talk to your people about it? What's that, Tom?
I do love late night cereal.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and he was like, and so Francisco was like, he's like, you know, he told Francisco, he says, can you talk to somebody about, you know, maybe putting it out one night this week? He goes, y'all like, you like what kind of cereal? And everybody's like, oh, Lucky Charms or, you know, Frosted Flake. I'm not, he comes back with six bowls of Lucky Charms cereal.
That's fantastic.
Nice. And then he brought the milk, you know, and it was like, wow. It's just really crazy. Another one was John. He was the third server, and he came in. He worked in the morning times. He worked in my favorite restaurant, the Blue Iguana Cantina. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know what that place is.
Yeah. It's the place that makes this little like breakfast item that is just absolutely fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try that out. It's not good. I know. It's not good at all.
But what happened is a few of us would go by through there and pick up breakfast, and then we'd get some. The best combination with it for some reason is always sliced watermelon. And so the last day of the cruise, Sunday morning on our debarkation day, he sees me and I'm getting my burrito. And he says, well, I haven't seen any other people. Where are they? I said, oh, they're back over in the corner. I said, I don't know why they didn't get anything from you. And he goes, well, do y'all need some watermelon? And I was like, yeah, sure. Dude, I'm not lying to you. When I get there, there's literally a plate of watermelon that's stacked this high on whole entire plate where he had just stacked. Like, I mean, there was a whole entire watermelon. And not only was it stacked, he had cut the rind off of it.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was just when you just sit there, we were all just sitting there chewing on watermelon, you know, except for Teresa because she doesn't like it. She's weird. Mm-hmm. But that just goes to the wait staff, right? I mean, those guys were just amazing. Our room steward was fantastic. The ship itself, though, like I'm telling you, Teresa and I have talked about it, and it's going to be on our radar very heavily. It goes into dry dock, I want to say next year.
Yeah.
In October. And it gets out in, I want to say, well, right there in the same time frame, just a few weeks later. And we really are wanting to go over to Spain and ride it back on its first transatlantic coming back over after dry dock, just to see how amazing it's going to be. Because it is a fantastic ship. I mean, don't know what it is about it. The atrium is amazing. It's 10 stories high. You know, you walk in.
They believed in the atrium back then, you know, where you can look up and see everything.
Yeah. I mean, you can look all the way up to where, you know, the 9th and 10th. The 9th is, you know, obviously Lido. 10th is right above Lido, and it's still, but it's there. And it's just, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, I mean, I've been on the Glory, and the Glory had something similar. You know, Horizon has those two big flumes, you know, but it just doesn't appear as big as that is, because it goes all the way up. So it was really neat. So, but yeah, Trevor, you are in for a treat.
I'm very excited. I have been looking at a few things. I'm trying to, you know, when I go on a new ship, I try not to like do the whole, like, I don't watch the videos that's on the ship. I don't do the walkthroughs. Because part of my fun is like day one and two, I'm kind of exploring, kind of figuring things out, and kind of figuring where everything's at. I've done very little in that.
I used to be like that until I went on the Vista, and it took me 3 days to find everything.
Yeah, Vista is a little cattywampus.
Whenever after we're doing all the research on the Celebration, it was great. The only thing I couldn't find on the Celebration was where the damn desserts were on the buffet. I mean, whenever I first day was besides some breakfast, was the only day I actually went to like lunch or dinner on there, and I couldn't find the desserts because they didn't have a damn dessert table.
Yeah.
Like the Dream class and the Vista class and stuff like that.
Well, Gary, what is your favorite ship? I forget. It eludes me. What is your number one?
I don't. That's the sad part. I don't know that I really have a number one.
Putting you on the spot. It,
Teresa's number one is the Glory. And mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the Glory, but I really, really, really enjoyed the Sunshine.
Okay.
You know, and it's just a little bit larger because it's, you know, obviously Sunshine class, but that was where I'm at for me. Something about the Sunshine, it had a GG's, so that was like absolutely phenomenal, exceptional. Yeah. You know, I love GG's, and it had a steakhouse. Those are, I want to see, I enjoyed the Paradise. We sailed the Paradise out of Tampa 2 years ago, I want to say, maybe, yeah, 22. And I enjoyed it, but I didn't have a steakhouse. Oh, and I felt lost without my steakhouse, you know?
Yeah.
And so I need a little bit of extra dining just because, you know, MDR is good. You know, don't get me wrong. I love the MDR. I love doing non-veg Indian every night. I'm a very big proponent of doing non-veg Indian every night in the MDR.
Yeah.
You will not be disappointed. Yeah. If you're a vegetarian, do the vegetarian Indian. It's just incredible. And then the last sea day, always, you know, ask for the adobo. Tom, you taught me that trick on the Celebration. And we were able to get that on the Spirit. Yeah. And it just, wow. Again, it was just fantastic. It was cooked differently though this time, which was really interesting. It wasn't as red. It was more brown, if that makes sense.
It depends on what kind of soy sauce they use as well.
Okay.
That and the fact that you guys got both beef and pork and chicken in
there. Yes, exactly. That adobo was a beef, pork, and chicken adobo, which was absolutely incredible. When on the Celebration, it was just pork.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
And on the Magic, whenever I first did that, it was chicken. And it just depends on the chef as well, because the one on the Magic, he put boiled egg in it too, which is, you know, something that some Filipinos do.
Now, what ship was it you were saying took you 3 days?
The Vista.
Okay, but, yeah, so that's the Horizon. That's the Vista class with the Horizon. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You know, Vista's probably my favorite now. It used to be the Magic. Now,
well, I mean, like I said in the past, I didn't find the Garcade until the very last day. On that ship.
Yeah.
Spirit Arcade, super easy to find. Floor 2, all the way at the front on the left. Easy, easy, easy.
90% of them are right next to the daggum MDR in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, like the Vista class and obviously the XL class, because it's on the upper deck on the XL class. But
well, the Vista is weird because you got to go up those stairs and you go down the stairs. Like it's a weirdly stared thing, and you just got to go up and down this little, and it's kind of wild, but I really like the MyMax. That's kind of like my thing now, so I really enjoy that. So
yeah, my top three, I mean, I like the Horizon, which is that Vista class. I had to pull up the ships just so that I could get all of them in my head. Mm-hmm. I like the Horizon, but the Steakhouse, the Piano Bar are combined. Our table that we had was literally, if you go and you can look at it on our vlog, I think it's on like either day one or day two, or either the first or second vlog from that. That's the only thing that's on our YouTube channel. But stop laughing at me. But we do the dinner, you know, with our grandkids and stuff like that. And I kind of show the piano, and it literally is just right over my shoulder. And like 15 feet away from me.
Really?
And yeah. And it's so loud for us that we had a hard time talking and having a conversation at that table. I don't know if it's been changed up since then. I don't know. I haven't.
That's kind of surprising because the way it's laid out on the Vista is it's, you know, the steakhouse is its own entity. You walk through a set of doors and then across the little hallway thing is the piano bar, which is enclosed in its own little separate thing.
Yeah. And I don't know how or why or what, but there was a piano right behind us. That's all I know. Now I say, you know, I call it the piano bar, but I mean, the guy was in there playing and singing and everything else while we ate our dinner. I'm pulling up a deck plan now just to prove myself wrong.
Now on the horizon, did they do what they did on the Vista and put both coffee bars across the, like within 5 feet of each other?
I don't remember seeing that. The Horizon does have, like, up on deck 11, though, the Gigi's and the Cucina del Capitano right next to each other. And so there's one line, and so you're standing there, and you don't know whether or not you're going to Gigi or you're going to Cucina because they go through the same hallway.
That's the way it is on the Vista, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, I'm looking. I can't remember because this was so long ago that I was on this cruise. It's probably down on deck 5 or 4. But yeah, it was, I enjoyed the size of that ship because it was big, but it wasn't overly big. So that's what I enjoyed about it. I did not necessarily, like I say, enjoy the steakhouse, but that's nothing that's going to take away from it. Yeah, exactly. It is. The piano bar is, yeah. So if you go to here, I can share my screen. So you need to go over to Spotify and be able to see what I am talking about here on Spotify. But let me come back over here to the streaming, come back to share, come to screen. Sorry, guys. Here we go. All right. And so now here you see it right there. So this table that the mouse is going over, you should be able to see the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the table we were sitting at. This looks like this is a wall right here. It is not. It's retractable, I guess. The piano sits right here.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Look, there's the piano. And yeah, so look, there's the table. Yeah. So
that's not where it is on the Vista.
Yeah. And so that's the only, literally, that's the only complaint that I have for the Horizon. You know, so Horizon, Sunshine, and Spirit, it's a toss-up. I mean, and truthfully, once Spirit comes out of dry dock and they put more plugs in the room, Spirit by a long shot. And the only reason that I have to knock the Spirit for that is because of, I mean, we have two cell phones. You know, you've got some recording stuff. I have recording stuff and things like that. Teresa has her C-band. Her relief band that she wears. So there's several things that we have to charge. So you've got a plug and then you got plugs running off of that plug, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, so that's the only reason I can't put Spirit number one. So each ship has just a little something that I just can't agree with. So Sunshine for the most part does not though. So that would be my favorite ship.
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite ship? Let us know over on our Facebook group. We'll create a poll and I'll list all of the ships all the current ships. I'm not going to go all Carnival ships, but I will list every ship that's out right now with Carnival and you can vote on your favorite and we'll let you know last week results next week.
Yeah.
It's also this week's results.
Yeah. This week's results next week, which was last week.
My top two are the Magic and the Ecstasy, which, you know, the Ecstasy, of course, doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing for me, Fantasy. We love Fantasy, but once again, that was our very first Carnival cruise. So it's going to have a special place, you know, but it's not out there anymore either. So
my top three is probably Vista, Celebration, Magic. So. But
really, the Breeze isn't there. You got married on the Breeze.
Come on.
The Sunshine's not on there. You proposed on the Sunshine.
No.
We won't go any further there. That was just put on a tee right there. I'm not gonna. I know Trevor is very happily married, and he loves his wife.
Happily married. So,
yeah. Yeah. So that, I, for me, I would be like.
But, yeah. Well, anyways, go on over to our Facebook page. There you can check out. We've got a group and a page. Join them both. That's the fun things to do. Don't get arrested.
That's a fire truck.
Oh, good. Don't burn up in a fire. So there's we also have the SpeakPipe page over at speakpipe.com/carnivalcruisingpodcastaways. There's supposedly some way you can record a message on Spotify. I haven't figured that out yet. So I don't know if there is.
I've looked.
I don't know. They tell me that there is a way. Maybe it's something I have to activate. Maybe I've activated it now. So maybe you go in and you figure it out. So let us know. So anyways, thank you all for listening. And just know that you are unique, you are special, and you are loved.
And remember, anything that happens on the ship stays on YouTube. Bye.
116 days, and I will have a breakfast burrito in my
hand. No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No. They're removing all those from your ships. Save the foosball table!
Bye-bye!
See ya. Later. Adios.